I come across a thought, and I thought to myself, I wonder, does any of the boys and girls have anything that they count as precious? I wonder, maybe the mums and dads, maybe dads or grandparents maybe have an old watch. I like clocks and watches. Maybe an old watch put away, hid somewhere for a rainy day or something to put away. Maybe it was their grandfathers, great-grandfathers. There's many things we can think of. Some of the younger people maybe would have a book with autographs in it. That's precious to have that. But you know, I have been saving up my money for so long now, and I was able to get something earlier on this year, and it's really precious, boys and girls. I wonder what that would be. Now, I saved, and I saved, and I saved, and I was able to get this thing. Now, do you know what? I've brought it with me this morning to show you. Now, I had to make sure that I came in nice and early so that there's nobody there that maybe would have seen what I brought in and maybe took a fancy to it, because I had to slip it up onto the platform. And I know Paul hasn't seen it yet, but he's wondering. I wonder what that would be, boys and girls. Well, I'm going to show you. You know, boys and girls, I thought it was so precious that I put it into my treasure chest. This is my treasure chest. And if you get your hands in this treasure chest, I'll be after you. Because what is in this is what is really precious. I wonder what's in it. Anybody got any ideas? No? Well, I'll show you. The mums and dads are shaking their head because they really want to see now. Well, I'm going to show you what's inside my treasure chest. Hope it doesn't creak. Should have oiled it. Are you ready, boys and girls? Now, bearing in mind that I have saved for so long, because, do you know, if you asked your dad, if you put your money in the bank, it doesn't do anything nowadays. So I was able to get one of these because I'm sure this has looked after all my savings. You ready? Here it comes. Look, I bought myself a big bar of gold. And you know, I open it up every now and again and I dazzle myself. And this is my bar of gold. Isn't it nice and shiny? Can we get the light to flicker on it there? Boys and girls, this is one of the most precious metals that you can find. Gold. It's really, really valuable. It's really, really expensive. And I hope whenever I become an old man that my bar of gold will be so much more valuable because I have looked after it. I have put it into my treasure chest and I have it. It's mine. And it's really, really precious. Now, before you think you can come up and mug me on the way home in the car, I have a lot of big fellas escorting me out of the building later on. Boys and girls, this is precious. I'm going to leave it there. I'll let the light shine on it. That's precious, that is. But boys and girls, I have another thing that's precious. And you know, I've had this thing since I was a little boy. And you know, it was actually given to me. And it's precious. Do you know what it is, boys and girls? It's my Bible. Do you know what the Bible says about God's Word? The Bible says that God's Word, Samuel said, And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. Do you know, boys and girls, that whenever Samuel was a wee boy, that God told him, and he knew, that the word of God was precious. Boys and girls, it doesn't matter how many big bars of gold that I have this morning, and it doesn't matter how shiny they are, it doesn't matter how heavy they are, it doesn't matter how many people it takes to escort me in and out of the building, it's not as precious as God's word. God's word is precious. Do you know, boys and girls, why God's word is precious? Because in it we have wonderful things told to us all about the Lord Jesus and how he left heaven and died on a cross so that we can have our sins forgiven. Boys and girls, God's word is precious. Now, I would rather have this, my Bible, than I would a big bar of gold. Do you know why? Because this is God's word. And you know, there's many boys and girls who don't have God's word. And that's really, really sad. And do you know, boys and girls, there's many children around about our church who don't know about God's word. We found that out recently. And we want to, next week, we want to come. And those of us who have been in the back room praying have got our little prayer cards. We want to pray and we want to tell the boys and girls next week that in this book is God's precious word. And we want to tell them all about it. Now, mums and dads, will you pray for us next week? Will you pray for us as we start tomorrow night? Will you pray that God's word would be very precious to the boys and girls as this incoming week comes on? Would you pray for it? Boys and girls, will you come? Will you remember about our five-day club? Because we have something to offer these boys and girls that is more precious than a big bar of gold. We can offer them God's word. Hope you remember that little story.